Shema. Come on, bring your proof. Tor Shema. Says, Amra Mezba Mishtaleta. Phoenicia comes and says, Mezbai, my husband died. Yagakach Mezchami. And then my father-in-law died. That's when Anisha comes back. Anisha comes back and tells us, you know, my husband died. And no, I didn't, my father-in-law also died. That's what a lady says. So Lach is Tinosi. She's allowed to get married. We believe her. Evidently, had before. Bezman de Sholem. And there was Sholem Beneyem. Anisha is allowed to say, your husband died. So Mel, the wife that comes back now, she's allowed to get married to Tinosi. But she talks to Basa. She goes like a Ksuba. The Chamoisa, but her mother-in-law, that she's coming back now and telling her that your husband died. She's telling the mother-in-law that the father-in-law died. So she's Asura. The mother-in-law can't get married. She can't leave the daughter-in-law. Now, my time, what's the reason? My time, the Chamoisa Asura. Why is the mother-in-law Asa? Lav Mishum Darminu, we say, Darminon, loy Baal Amayis, that we're afraid really your husband didn't die. And not the father-in-law didn't die. I've heard the Karmah Hochi. You know why the daughter-in-law is saying all this? That she wants to make the mother-in-law get into trouble. That she wants to get her into trouble. Sovra, she thinks, that even though right now my husband is not here, but she's worried about later when my husband does come back, she'll again become the shrig again, and she'll tell my husband what to do. So she wants to get rid of her mother-in-law right now. So see, a svara, the daughter-in-law thinks that even though my husband is not around right now, so Masha, when the husband is not around, the mother-in-law doesn't bother you. Still, she thinks, what's going to be when my husband does come back, and then I'm going to have pains from the mother-in-law. So therefore, right now, the daughter-in-law thinks how to get even with the mother-in-law to bump her off. Like to tell her, you should know my husband died and your husband died. So you go get married to somebody else. And then it'll come out that the father won't come back. And there'll be us at him. So kids, you see that they think what's going to be, even though right now it's not bothering them. See, also, mother-in-law should think the same way back to her daughter-in-law. Tomorrow says, no, there's a big difference. Here we're talking about that you already live with your husband. And you already know what your mother-in-law is like. And she bothered you already. So Mela, that's an old hatred that you have already. Like she bothered you a long time already. Hey, the Rogish Lo Tzara, you felt the Tzara already. So even though now your husband went away, and right now your mother-in-law is not bothering you so much, but you know how it felt when they were here. So Mela, that Tzara is still in you. That's why you want to get even with her. Mashenkin, in the case where the mother-in-law is not really your mother-in-law yet, just they're afraid that maybe she's going to think that if your husband dies, and then you're going to be Miyabi, my son, and then I'll become your mother-in-law, that she should think so far, since she didn't have to do with you yet, maybe she doesn't think so far. So maybe we have no proof, what will be the case like this? So maybe if a mother-in-law, if a future mother-in-law, comes to tell you that your husband died, it's a suffix if she leaves or not. And she goes to think so much, what will be in the future, that she will become my daughter-in-law, and therefore right now I want to get into trouble, if it goes so far now, that's a suffix in the Gemara. We don't have a future to that. Right, the Mishnah says like this. Eid Oimer Meis. One Eid Echot comes to a lady and tells her, you know, I saw the way your husband died. So Lacharish, she's allowed to get married. There's a Heter, a Kula. Mishamiguna, a Kilo Barabon. We have before with the Svara that Isha's Daika Vinsava. We believe in Eid Echot. Now, Vinisa, she got married to somebody else. Ugo Echot V'Yomaloi Meis. And now another Eid Echot comes and says, you know, your husband didn't die. He's alive. So Lacharish, I raise the Loi Tetzi. She does not have to leave her husband. She has a right to believe the first aid, and the second aid is not believed. We'll see in the Gemara that Kolmokim Shemina Weidech Rameka Kishnayim. Once we believe the Eidech at first, we gave you a heter to get married, it's like there are two Eidim. And if another aid comes, he means nothing. If two Eidim would come and tell you the husband's not dead, and Echnami, then it'll be Taitzei. Two we would believe. But just one, after we believe the first one, we don't believe the second one. Therefore, late days, you don't have to go out of your second husband, you can stay married. Until we mommy see your first husband's alive. What's going to be if one aid says your husband died? And even if she got a heter, let's say she got a heter and she got married. But now, but two aids come and tell you, no, your husband is still alive. He says, even in the case that she got married, because first the Eid Echot came, and she had a right to believe him, and she got married. But now two Eidim come and tell you, your husband died, halachah is Teitzei. Avada, she has to be Teitzei. L'maisa, we believe two edim. Two edim say your husband is alive. You have no right to live with another man. You're an eshes ish. So therefore, the dinis teitzei, she has to go out from both of them. We had before. She has to leave the first one and the second one. What about shnayim or memes? Two edim says your husband died. V'ye died melemes. And only one aide comes down and tells you, no, your husband did not die. So after Pishla, you say, even though she did not get married yet, but she does not say she has a right to get married. So I say, when you have two aides saying something, they're believed. If one aide says the opposite, it means nothing to one aide. We don't believe the aide echad. So Pshita, when the two aides said you're allowed to get married, you still have your hefta, you're allowed to get married. Even though one aide came later and said, your husband is alive. The word says like this. Taima denisis. Mashma from the Reish, the beginning of the Mishnah, what? That one aide said the husband died, and she got married. And then another aide came and said, Loimeis, the din is, she's allowed to stay married, she does not have to go out. But why? Taima denisis. Mashma only because she already got married. The first one aide came and told the husband died. And she listened and she got married. Now if a second aide comes, we don't listen to the second aide. But mashma hol loimeis. Let's say she did not get married yet. Loitinosei. Then mashma, if a second aide comes, we don't let her get married. That's what's mashma. Because otherwise, why did the Mishnah have to say, Eidai memeis v'niseis? Why did they have to say she got married, even if she didn't get married? So mashma, if she did not get married yet, and then another aide came and told her, your husband's alive, shitaka is not allowed to get married. For Timur Akashu, why not? The Yoma Ula, Ula says a famous klal, like this. That kol mokom shemino toire dechot. Anytime the Torah believes in a dechot, or it's not dafka the Torah, even the midrabbanan. Anytime the rabbanan believes in a dechot, let's say machlekes rishonim, if it goes even by yisurim, or else some rishonim learn only in special cases like over here. Really, to say your husband died is a shaila of erva, you should have to have two edim. But the rabbanan will make it to believe in a dechot. So since the rabbanan gave this a dechot a special namonis. Once we believe the Eidechot, it's Harei Kan Kishnayim. It's like two Eidim. Who had in by sight the rules of the Torah believed in Eidechot? When the Torah believed in Eidechot, once the Torah believed the Eidechot, it's Harei Kan Kishnayim. Rashi says, Harei Kan Kishnayim, Harei Yuchashu Kishnayim. So now, and therefore, V'yein Dvarer Shalechot, B'makim Shnayim. When another Eid comes and tells us something, it means nothing. Can they get two? So now, Mishnah, when the first Eid came and told her, she's allowed to get married, the husband died, the Rabbanan believed him. And the Lachris believed like two. So even if she didn't get married yet, and now another aide says, Loimeis, we should not believe the second aide, because the first aide, once he was believed, he's called like two. Erechnami, if they would both come Bavasachas, when the first aide says the husband died, another aide is there right away to say, Loimeis, then we wouldn't believe the first aide. Because that's called Aide Dechad Bachosha. If one goes against the other one right away, then we don't believe the first one. But in the case when the first one came by itself, and Bezdin believed the first one, and Bezdin gave her Heter, once we believe the first aid, it's considered like we have to aid him here. And therefore now, if one aid says the opposite, we don't believe the one aid. So why does the Mishnah say, Badaf Katinose? Because she got married, even if she didn't get married. So Moshe says, Echanami, Hokikoma, and that's what the Mishnah Taka means. Hokikoma. Eidechod I'm a mace. First, an Eidechod said that your husband died. And what does that mean? V'tirulin osay. Bezdin paskin d'alocha that she's allowed to get married. So right now it's called kivei trei. U'bo'echot v'yomu le'meis. And then Eidech comes and tells us that le'meis, the din is, le'teitza meter rishon. She does not leave a first heter. Enochnami. The Mishnah does not mean to say that she really got married. She doesn't have to get married. It just means that if Bezdin used the first aid, and paskin without d'alocha, that she's allowed to get married, so right away there's the cloud from Kalmakim Shemino Eidechod, Harei Kan Kishnayim. It's like we have two aid, saying the husband died. So now if only one aid comes, we don't leave the Eidechod. That's the pshat according to Ula. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Eidai Memeis. What's going to be if one aid says Meis? Then a Shnayim Marim Loi Meis. And two aid said he did not die. Then even though she got married, it's Teitzei. Fretimar Pshita. Havada. I need a Mishnah for that. One aide first said he died. But now we have two aidim saying he didn't die. Shit, you believe the two aidim. Like, what's the having me now? Two aidim of others is better than one aid. Even according to Ula, that Kolmokim Shemino Eidechar Reikan Kishnaim is only a Reikan Kishnaim. It's only like two. But of others, if you have Mamish two aidim now telling us,
that he's alive, treat you have to believe the two Edim. So what does Ulu mean to, what does the Mishnah mean to say?
Yeah, this is treat if you have two Edim saying that he died, Avada, we believe the two Edim. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah to say Teitzei? You treat what the end of Orish Shalech v'mokam Shnayim. So where it says, Leitzricha b'psula Yedis. We're talking about now the cases that two Edim came later and said that he's alive, not real kosher Edim, but psula Yedim. Psuliadis, like two Noshim, two women came and told her that your husband is still alive. And the Chiddush is to the Rabbi Nechemya, like the Nechemya says. Tetanya, Rabbi Nechemya Reimer, that Kol Mokom Sheminu Toirei Dechod, whenever the Torah believes one aid, the Chalos, when you have an aid Dechod, even Psuliadis are also Neman. Like an Isher is also Neman. But Mokom an aid Dechod is Neman, who are then an Isher is also believed. Now the Chal is, when you believe in Eidechot, the Nechemya says, we go after the amount of people that are talking. That means if you have two ladies against one lady, we believe the two. Even though the two ladies are psuliadis, and they're not really like two Eidim, but still, since we're talking about now an Eidechot here, you go bus a Roiv Deus, the majority of people. The also Shtei Noshim, we made two women. The Yish Echad against one person, one Eid Echad, Kishnei Anoshim, the Yish Echad, like two men against one Eid Echad. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That we're talking about now in the case is that Eid Oimah Mace, that could be any Eid, he said Mace. But now that we say a Shnei Maimrim Loi Mace, it doesn't mean the real good two Eidim. That's Pshita, that if two Eidim says he dies, that he's alive, Havadah with Tetzai, she has to go out. But we're talking about now who said he's alive. Two ladies, even though they're not kosher Edim, that's what Nechemya's halacha. That whenever you believe Eid Echad, then we go Basar Roiv Deus. And Rashi says, V'yosu Shtei Noshim Yish Echad, Shtei Noshim Shechishu Eid Echad. If two ladies go against one Eid, V'yom Rulay Meis, is Kishnei Noshim Yish Echad, Sherishin Botol, V'yafilu Nisus Teitzai. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Like from Nechemya, that even though she already got married because of the first Eid, but now when two ladies come and say they know the husband is alive, we believe the two Eidim. The boy Yisema, with another territory like this, the boy Yisema, kol eichod diyosei dechot kosher mikara, could be no. That if an Eid dechot kosher came first, and we believed him, so then taket kishnei Eidim, and then it could be afilu meyen noshim kiei dechot damim. That if you have mamash a kosher Eid dechot that came first, then you have Ulus Halacha, that Komokim Sheminu Eidechot, Harekan Kishnayim, and here Harekan Kishnayim means that the one is even better than two ladies. True, it's not Mamish like two. If you have two Kosher Eidim going against the first Eid, Havada, we would leave the two Kosher Eidim. But here we only have two Noshim coming, they can't go against the first Eid. If the first Eid was a Kosher Eid, so then when we believe him, it's Halacha like Kushnei Eidim. But it's better than two ladies. Ella, so what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? Ella, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. Could go in the Asoi Isha Mikara. They were talking about now that an Isha came first. That was the first Eid Echad. Not a Kosher Eid Echad. For Tirsul Rav Nechemya Hochi. And learn like a Nechemya, this is what Rav Nechemya meant to say. That Rabbi Nechemya, Rav Nechemya says, that Kol Mokam Sheminu Torah Eid Echad. Whenever we believe in Eid Echad, and the Eid Echad is only good for an Eid Echad like an Isha, that he cannot be two Eidim, a part of two Eidim. We're talking about Posel Eidim. When you believe a Posel Eid, but there is an Eid Echad, then the halacha is, Holachacha Roiv Deis. We go after the majority of people. What does that mean? That the Yosu Shtei Noshim Bi Isha Achas. In the case that first you had one lady saying the husband died, and now two ladies come and say, no, the husband is alive, we believe the Roiv Deis, the two ladies, like Kishnei Anoshim B'Yishechot. It's like two men against one man. Avot, but in the case, Shtei Noshim B'Yishechot, in the case that first he had a man that said the first Eidus, he had a loch of a kosher Eid Echot, and we said that when we believe the Eid Echot, it's a Reikon Kishnayim. Then, when two ladies come, we don't believe the two ladies, but rather Kapalgo Pagodami. It only believes like one against one. And since it's one against one only, then the lachar is that komakim shemino eidechot harekan kishnayim. That the first one is considered like two. Yeah, that's another. So that's the difference.
Now we start going like Reb Nechemya over here. And even according to Reb Nechemya, when do we say that two nashim play a role, mean something? Only if it's going against one lady. If one lady says first, it doesn't mean too much. Now when two nashim come, it leaves the two nashim. But in the case taka that first it was a kosher rei dechod, then the din is that's mamish kishnei, not mamish kishnei edim, but it's more than any isha could be. So therefore it's better. So therefore the first one is come out like two, and the second one is only two nashim, can't be like two edim. So therefore it blies like palga palga, then it's a suffix, and therefore would leave the first eight. Right. Shnayim are memes. The Mishnah says, what if two people said he taka died, v'ye doi meloi meis, so the Gemara again, like what's the Kiddush over here? If two people said Meis, Avadia believes the two. So what are you telling me now? If one now comes and says like Meis, we don't believe the one. Like for a Pshita, when two tell us something, Avadia, two is better than one. So what do you want to say, Maika Mashmalon? The Psuli Edis, that the Mishnah is talking about, that the two are not Kosher Edim, but they're two ladies. And we go, Ukra Nechemya, the Yaz of us arrived Deus, that if you have one lady, and two ladies say the opposite way, we believe the two ladies. We learned it already, that's the first thing. So Gemara says, now the time I would have thought. When do we hold from the Chemiyah's halacha? Only the Chumra we say it. But it'd be makel to say that if two says he didn't die, and one says he died, then maybe we don't believe the two. Kamashmala, no. That even the Kula also, still we believe the two Nashim. So kids, if one lady says that he did not die, and two ladies says that he did die, we believe the two, that she's lying. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even the Kudar also, we believe the two Noshim against the one lady. So when you're holding with ladies, a Psula Yedim, then we go Vasa Rav Deis. Two is better than one. So the Mishnah. Achasimeres meis. One aid, or no. Achasimeres Rashi says, we're talking about now Shtei Noshim Tzoros. Talking about a man has two wives. And his meis, all three of them went away. And we'll come back now. Achasimeres meis. One wife says, I know my husband died. The Achasimeres loy meis. The other wife says, no, what are you talking about? He's still alive. So what do we do? Zu Shaimeres meis. The one that says she saw the way her husband died. Tinosai. She has the head to get married. She's never to say your husband died. But the second wife that says, no, my husband did not die, is like Tinosai. She's not allowed to get married. And the one didn't. She can't say Tiksuba. So the first one is believed. But the second one, since she says that he did not die, so we can't give her to get married. If she says he's alive, she can't get married. What about Achas and Meris Meis? One wife says, I saw my husband died, means he died. The Yachas Ameris Nerek, one says he was killed. So what do we do now? Rabbi Meir Oimer, Hoyelu Machisha Zu Azu, since there's an argument, one says he died a normal death, and one said he was killed. Is a Re'edu Layinasu. Meir says he can't believe either one of them, and neither of them could get married. So Gemara's Nias, the Chura, it's a theory to the Reisha. Chura, it shouldn't be worse than the Reisha, when one said he didn't die altogether. Still, we said the one that dies, he's allowed to get married. And here Reb Meir says, even though both of them agree that he's dead, but since one says he died normally, and one says he was killed, it's called Achosha, neither of them can get married. So we'll see in the Gemara. We have Yehuda Rebbe Shimon Aimrim, Hoyo Vizu Vizu Moidois, Shein Kayin, since both of them agree that the husband is dead, both agree that he died, Halach Mishin also, both of them are allowed to get married. That's not called Achosha. Even though one says he died, and one says he was killed, so what? Lamaisa, they both agree that he's dead, and therefore they're both allowed to get married. What about Eidoy Menes? One Eidechot, not the ladies, not the wives themselves. But another Eidechot comes and says, we know your husband died. V'Eidoy Menes. And another Eid says, no, he did not die.